and W233AH, Monticello, New York. 25 years of non-commercial radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. Our forecast for this afternoon is we do have a slight chance of showers, highs in the lower 80s, and tonight is mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s tonight, and tomorrow more clouds and a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with highs in the mid 80s. A chance of rain is 50%. Come see, come saw. And tomorrow night, more clouds with a still continuing chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow night, but it's only a 40% chance for tomorrow night. And on Monday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program features the music of Neil Young. Neil Young has just released a new album, and perhaps you were in the audience. It was only about a week ago that Neil Young played a live concert right here in our area at Bethel Woods. Neil Young and Promise of the Real. He opened the show. I wasn't able to attend the program. I was out in Seattle, and I'm so sorry to have missed it. But I understand that he opened the show at the piano, doing a solo of After the Gold Rush. And he is being supported by a band that he'd never performed with before. The band is called The Promise of the Real, and the album is called Monsanto Years. This is a concept album for Neil. He does this quite frequently, where he gets one particular subject and he builds a whole body of songs around it. And that's what Monsanto Years is about. It's a concept album. And if you're not familiar with Monsanto and what they do, is they're a chemical company, but somehow they've gotten into agribusiness. And they have genetically modified seeds for corn, seeds for wheat, seeds for other vegetables to make them resistant to their poison, which is called Roundup, which is a serious carcinogenic, a serious threat to our environment. But these Monsanto seeds, you can douse them with Roundup, and they'll survive at least for one season. The thing that I understand about Monsanto as well is that their seeds are sterile. You know how you plant a crop, and at the end of the season, you take the seeds in from the crop that you've just grown, and you plant them again the following year. And year after year, you can plant and grow food, and that's been a way of life for, you know, I don't know, 5,000 years. But Monsanto has genetically modified their seeds so that you plant them one year and they are sterile. You don't get any seeds for your next year's crop. You have to go back to Monsanto to get your seeds. This is a huge political issue in our country right now, and Neil Young is one of the few musicians in the mainstream that addresses these politically charged ideas. We're about to listen to the title track called Monsanto Years, and I have a quote from Neil about the album. Here's what Neil has to say. I don't really have anything against the human beings working at Monsanto. He was at the IFC Center in New York when he gave this quote. But Monsanto is the poster child for the problems we're having with the corporate government. Anyway, there are some really wonderful lyrics. I'm going to just quote a little bit of the lyrics, and then we'll listen to the Monsanto years. You never know what the future holds in the shallow soil of Monsanto. Dreams of the past come flooding back to the farmer's mind. His mother and father, family seeds, they used to save, were gifts from God, not Monsanto. Their own child grows ill near the poisoned crops while they work on. They can't find an easy way to stop Monsanto. Neil Young, Promise of the Real.
Monsanto.
Neil Young and the Promise of the Real. Neil Young just released that album, and it's really interesting to hear him play with a different backup band. You probably know a little bit about Neil Young. He's been singing and songwriting since the 60s. He usually performs with a band named Crazy Horse. But he's also recorded with Pearl Jam as a backup band, and it's really interesting to hear him with the Promise of the Real. So I got really curious, of course, and I'm curious, well, who are these guys? Well, the story is that last year, you know, Willie Nelson always has a benefit called Farm Aid, and that's an annual festival that happens. And last year, Neil Young jammed out with Willie Nelson's sons. Willie Nelson has two sons who are also musicians, and they formed the Promise of the Real. And then Neil Young invited them to record this album called Monsanto Years. There's Lucas Nelson, who's 26, and Micah is the guitarist. He's also 25 years old. We'll be hearing more from this album later in the program. So it's interesting to hear how strong Neil Young is. His concepts, his songs are so strong that he can play with a lot of different musicians, and it comes out sounding like Neil Young. It's interesting to hear how a band changes the way they play when they start to work with him. So I'd like to work our way through a little bit of that. He's had such a long career. I wanted to start back in 1978 when Neil Young plays a live recording with the band Crazy Horse. He had released an album called Rust Never Sleeps, and then the following year they did a live tour called Live Rust. And this is the first time that they started to record film documentaries about the behind the scenes with the band, the recording, the touring, the concert. And Neil Young continues to do that for his Monsanto Years album. He also has an accompanying DVD with a lot of live takes of the recording, and it's from his Shaky Productions. So he started that same concept back in 1978. And one thing about Neil Young, when he goes into the recording studio, there is no vocal booth. There is no auto-tune. It's all live. It's as live as you can get as hearing him live. So when you hear a studio album by Neil Young, it's very similar to what you're going to hear in a live concert, because there's not a lot of overdubbing that goes on. You know, the drummer is playing at the same time as the bass player and the same time as the lead singer. It's recorded live. And he started that process back with Crazy Horse. So we're going to hear a track from the Live Rust album called Cortez the Killer. And then we're going to hear a track from Sleeps with Angels, which is several years later, 1994. And the track is called Safeway Cart. And the thing about the Safeway Cart is that it's another example of Neil Young addressing, you know, the ills that he sees in the world around him. This is Cortez the Killer, live, 1978. Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
So others could go on. We'll be right back.
Neil Young. We just heard two songs. Neil Young with Crazy Horse from Sleeps with Angels, that Safeway cart, 1994. And then we heard Neil Young with Crazy Horse live in 1978 from Live Rust, Cortez the Killer. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, and this is WJFF. So yeah, Neil's played with Crazy Horse for years and years, and he keeps going back to them, and they have such a chemistry together. But it's really interesting to hear when he breaks out and records with different backup bands. You know, we started off the program with the Monsanto years, where Neil is playing with Willie Nelson's Sons, The Promise of the Real. Well, he also recorded with one other backup band that I know of. In 1995, a year after the Sleeps with Angels album, he was actually at an abortion rights benefit concert in Washington, D.C., and Pearl Jam was on the same bill, and they were jamming together. And so in January of 1995, they started to record. Neil invited Pearl Jam to work with him on an album called Mirror Ball. Now, it's another instance of where they record completely live in the studio. And it only took them 4 days to record Mirror Ball. And it's really interesting to hear Neil with these different backup bands. So let's hear a track from Mirror Ball from 1995. This is Neil Young with Pearl Jam.
We're on the road to never. We're
sound, that guitar sound, that distortion. Neil Young. That's Mirrorball with Pearl Jam. And, you know, at the beginning of the track, you heard him said, no tuning, nothing, let's just go. There's something very loose and free about the way that Neil can get a band to play. It's like he blends them together with a certain chemistry. It's really remarkable. But he is also an outstanding solo performer. You know, everyone always talks about how they long for, you know, the great songs of Neil Young. You know, Old Man, Take a Look at My Life. And all of that, you know, well, I think that his current songwriting is just as brilliant as anything he did as a young man. He did another concept album in 2009 called Fork in the Road, kind of a concept album like the Monsanto years is, but it was all about an electric car, a Lincoln Continental that he had modified to be an electric car. And the whole album is about gas and about about issues in the country. But there's a beautiful solo acoustic song from Fork in the Road called Light a Candle. It's quintessential Neil Young. And not only is he a brilliant as a solo acoustic guitar player and singer, but when you get a chance to hear Neil just by himself playing electric guitar, it's just electrifying. In 2009, he did Fork in the Road. The following year, in 2010, he did an album produced by Daniel Lanois called Le Noise, and it's Neil Young as a solo with totally solo electric guitar. So I thought it'd be really fun to hear these two tracks back to back, a solo acoustic and then a solo electric guitar from Neil Young. This song is called Light a Candle.
Instead of cursing the darkness, light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see our moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make through the caverns and the caves where we come from. The light of dawn is on us, we will see what we can be, and the ancient ones can sleep an easy sleep. In the hallways of the ages, on the road to history, what we do now will always be with us. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make in the caverns and the caves where we come from. Instead of curse in the darkness, light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see our moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on. Light a candle in the darkness so others might see ahead. Light a candle in the darkness when you go.
That's Neil Young on solo electric guitar. That's from Lanois. That song is called Sign of Love from 2010. And right before that, we heard from Fork in the Road, Light a Candle. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Let's get back to the latest release, the album called The Monsanto Years. It's really interesting, you know, to hear him with these different musicians. And it's kind of like a dream come true for the band. The band is called The Promise of the Real. And when he was only 18 years old, Lucas Nelson, Willie Nelson's son, goes to a Neil Young concert in Los Angeles. And he meets a friend. He meets a friend, a new person named Anthony Loguerfo. And they begin a band. They start a band called Promise of the Real. It's a Tato Melgar on percussion, Corey McCormick on bass, and Lucas Nelson on guitar. And they actually named the band The Promise of the Real based on a line from a Neil Young song. And it's from a song called Walk On. And the line from the song is, quote, "Some get stoned, some get strange, but sooner or later it all gets real." So they named it The Promise of the Real. There's a really great article in Rolling Stone I got these quotes from. It was published on May 1st in 2015. And it's really interesting what Lucas says about what it was like. Such an incredible thing to be invited to play with Neil Young on an album. Here's what Lucas says. He's 26 years old, okay? He says, quote, "I can imagine most guitarists at one point in their life put on a Neil record and just rocked out in their room, pretending like they were jamming out on stage with him. Now it's happening in front of you. I don't even know if there's a word for it. My favorite thing is when he hits what I call the cosmic hurricane black hole tornado button. He hits this button on the Whizzer, and it's like suddenly just a bajillion tons of cosmic sludge are hurled into a wormhole, and they're blasting out of his amp into my back. It's pretty much the most dreamy, surreal stuff ever." So this new album, it's about Monsanto. He's got a few politically themed songs. But there's one song on here, when I listen to it, there's 9 tracks. There's one song called If I Don't Know, and my ears opened up big when I heard this song, because it doesn't sound like any other musical style I've heard out of Neil Young. It sounds like the White Album. It sounds like the Beatles. It sounds like Eric Clapton. It doesn't... I'm going, what is this? Was this from the influence of Promise of the Real? And another thing about the song, it's called If I Don't Know. Now, most of Neil Young's songs, they're so simple, they're so heartfelt, they're so vulnerable, but they're so clear what he's talking about. And the lyrics to this song, I'm not sure. It's so poetic and so lyrical. It's some of his most subtle lyrics. So we're about to hear this track, If I Don't Know. I'm going to read the lyrics to you really quick. It's almost like it's a song to the earth. "If I don't know what I'm doing and all my big ideas fail, like build a dam against the water so the river dies, veins, the earth's blood. And if I don't know what I'm saying, and all the world's dreams come true, like finding oil and shooting poison in the ground, veins, earth's blood. And if the melodies stay pretty and the songs are not too long, I'll try to find a way to get them back to you, veins, earth's blood." Neil Young and The Promise of the Real.
If I don't know what I'm doing, and all my big ideas first blood. If I don't know what I'm saying, and all the world's dreams come true, like finding oil and sugar blazing in the ground, the veins, earth's blood,
thank you.
anchor to the banks of the Ohio. Farmers won't be free to grow what they want to grow. If corporate control takes over the American farm, with fascist politicians and chemical giants walking on.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program featuring Neil Young and the promise of the real. I hope you enjoyed this program, and thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's just a couple of seconds before 4 in the afternoon, and I've got 82 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, and you're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, award-winning, hydro-powered, member-supported. Stay tuned. The Splendid Table is coming right up. We'll have a few NPR headlines at the top of the hour. And then after that, all things considered, we'll also be hearing the Pennsylvania Focus News with Fritz Mayer. Stay tuned. Support comes from you and from Milkweed, Unexpected Wonders for the Inspired Home and the Curious Kid at Maud Alley, 1019 Main Street, Honesdale.